Today's episode, Agriculture in the Owens Valley. The first farmers and ranchers in the Owens Valley were drawn here with the hope to make a profit raising cattle on the fertile valley lands. By 1860, the mining camp of Aurora boasted several thousand hungry miners. Samuel Bishop, William Brewer, and others brought thousands of head of cattle from Kern County with the hope of fattening the cattle up on the tall Owens Valley grass and making a tidy profit on their sale to the Aurora miners. By 1870, it is reported that 20,000 cattle wintered over in the Owens Valley. As the demand for fresh food continued to increase from the nearby mining camps, farmers began to cultivate non-forage crops in the Owens Valley to feed the burgeoning population. Wheat, corn, barley, oats, potatoes, and vegetables were all grown on the 5,000 acres that the 1880 census stated was being used for non-forage crops, with an additional 23,000 acres of irrigated forage lands. To increase the amount of irrigable lands, 11 mutual water companies were formed to build a network of canals and ditches, mainly in and around Bishop and Big Pine, from 1878 to 1905. By 1903, over 100 miles of canals were irrigating 75,000 acres of Owens Valley land. Commercial fruit production also began in the Owens Valley around that time, and the 1900 census records show that there was 33,000 apple, pear, and other fruit-bearing trees. That same census also stated that 5,000 inhabitants, fully 90% of the Owens Valley, were engaged in agriculture. The Owens Valley had become a small but well-established farming area relatively early in the history of California. The prospects for Owens Valley agriculture at the turn of the century seemed auspicious. Construction of the Owens River Aqueduct by the City of L.A. took place from 1907 to 1913. Agriculture continued to grow in the Owens Valley, reaching a peak in the early 1920s. But a series of dry winters and explosive growth in Los Angeles brought the big city further north to acquire the land and water rights of farmers in Big Pine and Bishop. Irrigated acreage dropped by two-thirds to under 23,000 acres by 1940 and below 10,000 acres by 1950. Today, Inyo County ranks 51st out of the 56 California counties in agricultural production. The lush lands, once teeming with irrigated crops, now lie dormant, home only to sagebrush and desert shrubs, making for a pleasant but very different scene here along El Camino Sierra.